Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Ideal Investor Show. And today I want to talk to you about something where on first glance you might say, oh man, Axel is actually getting into like politics and stuff like that. And I really, really, really don't want to. But I have to touch briefly on two things that are very much in the media and that are supposedly going to be a big deal in the US presidential elections coming up in November and stuff like that. And I want you to understand I'm not bringing it up because I have any kind of political opinion about it or anything like that. But it is undeniable that there has been for years now a big influx of people coming across the border. And there's many, 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 many more people coming across the border illegally than people come into the country legally. But the point is, there are many, many people coming to the United States, millions actually. And I remember like before the pandemic, there were a lot of discussions that there were about 10 or 11 million people in the United States that have lived there anywhere from 1 year to like 2 decades. That were never really legally in the country. They were always living in this kind of strange status. And different parties, different politicians, even different presidents have considered, is there some way to legalize these people and give them a pass to citizenship? But whether they become citizens, whether they become legalized, most, the vast, vast majority of people that belong into this community, that I wouldn't be surprised if it's 20 million or 30 million people now. They are people who are hardworking. They come to the United States because they want to work for a better life, not just for themselves, but also for their families. So when you look at the heritage and origin of where they come from, you will find out that they are very family-minded people. And family means community, means support, and also means survival in the long run. And so it is much more common than in traditional Western states. If you go to Europe, you know, you look at Scandinavia or you look at other European countries, or if you go to Japan, for example, a lot of these countries, they have rapidly declining populations. And that is partially because the traditional citizens in those countries have decided my economic development for myself and my spouse is more important to me than having a large family. And especially in Europe, but also in Japan, the social systems actually allow for that, right? So you have support from the government through all kinds of social systems. So you don't really have to be afraid that if you don't have a number of kids, that your future will not be in some way secure. Now, we believe and we hear in the media oftentimes that the United States has welfare systems, but in comparison to most other places in the world, they're actually tiny, 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 right? So what does that mean? People realize, especially when they come across the border, as it is happening in the last few years, they realize it's them pretty much on their own, fighting for survival, fighting for a better life, and family and a growing family is very important. What does that do? And why do I actually bring this up? And I want to piggyback this on the previous episode that we had where I was telling you about 26% of investors like you and I are buying properties. Well, why are we buying these properties? For one, we're buying them because we want to generate passive income, but also because we want to provide good housing for a fair price. And that means there need to be people out there who look for this good housing at a fair price. And when in most other developed countries, demographically, their populations are declining, in the United States, the population is growing. Yes, I know they're not all citizens, but it's undeniable that just in 2023 alone, the number of people in the United States living, working, breathing, existing, increased by almost 4 million people, right? And so obviously, the vast, vast majority of the people that have come into the country in the last, let's say, 5 years are not going to go back or are not going to be kicked out. And by the way, if you say, well, how can you say this? Well, before the pandemic, the decade before, like I said earlier, there were 10 or 11 million people living officially and illegally in the country, but there was no way to kick them out. And I think we're getting to a point more and more where there is a certain dependency on the people that have come into the country, regardless of their legal status, because they are occupying certain parts of our economy that we absolutely need, that we're absolutely depending on, and that a lot of people that have like college education, like most people that are originally born in the United States, will have, because they're looking for these higher paying jobs, and it's kind of like a cultural thing. So the question becomes, who is doing the jobs that don't need a college education? Right. And immigrants, regardless of their legal status, a lot of them do these kind of jobs, but they also want to live in good houses for a fair price. So the United States in that sense is very unique because it keeps growing in its population. It may not be growing very fast when it comes to how many people are citizens, but when you look at what's the population, the people that occupy within the borders of the United States, that number of people is still growing much, much faster than anywhere else. Actually, in some senses, more like an emerging economy than a traditional established Western economy. And I bring this up in the context of us as investors right now, at the rate of about 26% of all residential real estate investing are buying properties. And some people say, well, how do you foresee to have people that are actually interested to rent your properties? Well, that's where the other part comes in. The people that have come to the United States and growing the population, as I just mentioned, those people are not typically homeowners. They are typically renting. And they also typically have the kinds of jobs where they make sufficient money to go have a family, to have kids, to basically have a reasonable life, but not very commonly and culturally a life of home ownership. So they are looking for places outside of apartments, as that's an achievement for them. If they can go from living in kind of small apartment living to a home, to a single family home or a duplex, right? Now, there's a totally different level to make it. And you have to keep in mind, especially that's where the legal status comes in. If you don't have the proper legal status, it's almost impossible to get a mortgage and to get qualified and all those kind of things, because you need to show all the legal things that citizens have to show or permanent residents have to show. Right. So there is this enormously and rapidly growing number of people who would be and will be future tenants of our properties. And that's part of why I think when people ask me, is this a good time to invest in properties when the interest rates are so high? And I always answer, yes, it is a good time. It's one of the best times when you can find properties that perform. Because we are not buying them for the interest rate or for the price. We're buying them for the performance. But when we look beyond and say, okay, how is this going to work out in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years? Well, 3.5 million people just in 2023, several million people in the years before. And I am not seeing that it's going to stop. But even if it did, let's just say in November at the election, we get to a point where whoever is elected decides we close the border, nobody comes in anymore, legal or illegal. The millions of people that have come in, and most of them really, really motivated to build and grow families, they will have 2 or 3 kids for that protection, especially based on where they are in the economic food chain. And they themselves are potential tenants for us. And the generations that they are going to create by building families are going to be tenants for us. So even if immigration were to be stopped somehow cold from one day to the next, there are so many people that want to build a better life, that want to actually build a family, that want to have ultimately the dream of living in a house, in a single family home or duplex, triplex. And we are the ones providing that. And so, yes, I still believe that interest rates are going to come down in the next 2, 3, 4 years. But regardless, as long as we keep buying properties that perform well, we have this really, really unusual opportunity that we have plenty of people who want to be tenants in our properties for a fair price. And so that's part of the reason why 26% of people are investors now. The important thing, and why I want you to take action, go to idealinvestorshow.com and find the button to book a call, is that whenever there is opportunity, there are also charlatans and scammers out there. And I really want you to stay away from that and have a conversation with me and find out how I can show you that I have done exactly the journey that I suggest for you and for the members in our community. And that should always be your first question when you get tempted to work with somebody, to say, show me what you've done yourself that is equal to what you're actually proposing for me to do. And very few will be able to do that, right? But we can, and that's why I would like you to book a call, have a conversation, and see how we can help you to become part of our community and do those investments together with the other 26% of properties being bought by investors right now. That should be a great indication for you that we want to all get into the market because we want to take advantage of this demographic development that is very, very unique for a big economy, Western economy in the world. And the United States is the only place where that is the case. So please take action, book a call, and I talk to you tomorrow. Until then, be well and stay safe.